Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Andy, good day.
Good day to you.
Yeah, it's actually a good day. It's nice out there.
Uh-huh.
Let's wrap this thing up quick so we can leave.
The trail is calling my name.
Hey, I want to talk about some memories that I have of Borax. You know what Borax is?
Yeah, I know what Borax is. A cleaning agent.
Not the comedian. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Borat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Borax. Boraxo. When I was a kid, our public school bathroom had powdered soap, Boraxo.
Pink?
It had maybe a little bit of a pink color. I think it was also white. Mm-hmm. I remember my mom also had like some poster in our laundry room growing up that was like 20 Mule. I don't know. It was about the laundry soap.
To make it dispense, did you have to hit like a metal?
Yes, you lifted
thingy?
It up and stuff came down.
Yeah.
So just anyway, thinking about the past, like sometimes we romanticize the past. We want to go back to the past and think it was the good old days. I got to say, I'm thankful for progress. Like that soap was nasty. I did not like that soap.
I kind of like the smell.
Really?
Yeah.
I also didn't like those recycling towels that they had, like a cloth towel that went in a loop in a circle.
Supposedly the clean one comes down, but then it goes back into dirty.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for the automated, towel dispensers. I'm thankful for foamy soap. I love foamy soap. That's my favorite.
Which one is your favorite hand drying method?
I don't like the blade. That one scares me.
The jet
me.
Thing?
Too much power.
Yeah, it's a little
scary.
It's
also loud. I feel
my
like
kids are afraid of it.
I want paper towels. Yeah.
But you just want to wave your hand in front.
Yeah. Or I like the stack. When you go to a really nice place, kind of a swanky place, they might have real towels there that you can use and then put in the laundry basket. That might be the best.
Yeah.
So back to Boraxo, like terrible soap, but as a kid, I didn't really know any better. Is this what we had?
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of played around with it. Like, we discovered that if you put a lot in your hand, I mean a lot, and just added a little bit of water, you could make sort of a clay-like ball and use it to throw at someone like a grenade, like hit them in the back, and it would just explode all over.
A Boraxo bomb.
That's right, man. We'd throw them up on the ceiling. They'd stick to the ceiling. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is we had some fun with it, and we made the most of something that wasn't that great. And I think that's maybe my perspective on looking at the past and dealing with stuff that isn't that great today. So another example real quick, cars. I have a 63 Volkswagen Bug, and I really do. I love that car, but I have to be honest, it's not better than new cars.
Right.
Like it's quirky and weird. It doesn't have power brakes. It doesn't have power steering. It doesn't even have a radio. Like it's very minimal. It's not actually easy to drive. Hmm. But I have fun memories associated with it. I have fun with it. Hmm. But I also acknowledge that I'm really thankful for new stuff. I'm thankful for radios and heat. Oh my goodness. Heat.
Yeah, it's pretty much a summertime driver only, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you have a car like that? Or?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first ever car I got to drive was my dad's 1988 light blue Nissan Sentra.
Yeah.
And it was a stick shift.
Real head turner.
Oh, yeah. It looked like a dart.
Date mobile.
It's all sharp lines. And, it was weak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. It probably didn't even list horsepower, like 5.
Yeah.
It was terrible, but I do. Mm-hmm. I look back on it. It didn't have power steering either. Uh-huh. And I actually look back on it, and I think that was the most fun. And it's,
memories,
I was younger, and it had a removable sunroof, which was super cool.
Yeah.
So I like that a lot.
Okay, so I just want to bring this all around to today. I don't think that the past is such a better time, and I wish we could go back to the past. I also know, as we go into the future, that things will improve, and there will be things that aren't so good. And just talking about now, our reality right now, there are things that are great, thankful for advances and good stuff that we have. But also we know that not everything's right in the world, and there's stuff that we wish was different or we wish we could be further along. Like, I'll just give a practical example. Our church building, I don't believe this is the best building that we'll ever have, the nicest. Like, I don't.
Whew,
you know?
Good.
But here's the point. I want to have fun with it and enjoy the moment. It's what we know right now.
Yeah, make the most of it.
And we will make the most of it. Sabbath. We will live fully present now, enjoying this, knowing that advances will come and we'll be ready for them and we'll happily step into them. But we want to have fun, enjoy, and make the most of this moment right now. Hey, just real quick, I want to read this interview from GQ a few years ago with Patton Oswalt, the comedian.
Yeah.
He says, I think a lot of problems we're experiencing come from the fact that no one embraces the miracle and amazement of the present. So many people, steampunks, fundamentalists, hippies, neocons, anti-immigration advocates, feel like there was a better time to live in. They think that the present is degraded, faded, and drab, that our world has lost some sort of spark or basic value system that if you so much as skim history, you'll find was never there. Even during the time of the Greeks, there were masses of people lamenting the passing of some sort of golden age. But I'd never go back and live in any other time than teetering on tomorrow. This is the greatest time to be alive. And just to wrap this up with some Bible, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 17 in the Message says, and don't be wishing you were someplace else or with someone else. Where you are right now is God's place for you. Live and obey and love and believe right there. And I just want to add one more thing. Have fun.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com. We'll be right back.